Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus. "But this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." After saying this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. "Go," he told him, "wash in the pool of Siloam." This word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. The best and brightest light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Think about this. A flashlight lights up the path for the person holding it. But the last person in line still can't see very well. Car headlights light the road ahead, but they don't shine far enough for everyone on the highway. A lighthouse warns ships about rocky waters, but it can't light up every ship far away. They need their own lights. Lights are helpful, but they all have limits. Some are very small, like a single candle. Some are strong, like the lights used for highway construction at night. Even the sun only lights up the part of the earth that faces it. But Jesus is different. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." That means he isn't just for a few people. He is bright enough for everyone. If Jesus' light is for everyone, that includes me, and that includes you. Why is Jesus' light so important? Without him, people don't even realize they are in the dark spiritually. And that kind of darkness is really serious. It's not just stubbing your toe on a chair in a pitch-black room. It's being separated from God and missing out on his love forever. But there is enough light for everyone. Jesus is enough. And now we can help others see it too. We can share the light of Jesus so no one has to stay in the dark about God's love. We pray to the light of the world. Dear Jesus, you are the light of the world. Shine so brightly that no one remains in the darkness of unbelief. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.